A longtime fixture at the Peoria Civic Center is missing his job as COVID-19 forced the complex down to a skeleton crew.
You know, we really need the Peoria Civic Center to exist, as I think most people would agree, I think.
That's Steve Roach, Civic Center usher since 2003. I'm Daniel Musisi, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio.
Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.
Today is Thursday, December 3rd, and this is WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. The alternative COVID-19 housing site at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel in downtown Peoria has quietly reopened in time for winter. Tim Shelley has more.
Adam Duvall is the housing navigator for Advocates for Access. He's subcontracted with the Heart of Illinois Continuum of Care in managing referrals to the site.
I could be living, someone in my immediate family could have underlying health conditions, and if I was exposed or positive, I would be able to go to Four Points.
Duvall stresses the hotel is not an alternate shelter for those experiencing housing insecurity in Peoria County, but it may house at-risk clients from shelters.
This is strictly for COVID-19 positive or exposed. There is some vulnerability. People who are maybe in a shelter, who there may be an outbreak and they need relief, but the maximum stay at Four Points is 14 days.
During the last wave, food was provided by the hotel's restaurant, but Governor J.B. Pritzker's Tier 3 mitigations led to its closure. That means the Salvation Army is now providing meals for those in isolation in the hotel.
You know, the Salvation Army, like always, stepped up to the plate and really knocked it out of the park with their food service and working together with us.
Currently, only one person is being temporarily housed at Four Points for COVID-19 related reasons, but Duvall says there is room to accommodate more as needed. I'm Tim Shelley.
Here are some of the stories on deck in the WCBU newsroom. Paul Lehman will be the first executive director of Distillery Labs, the new technology and innovation center opening next year in the former downtown ICC campus building. He starts January 4th. A snow-free November means Peoria Public Works has more time to wrap up road projects, which would otherwise be pushed into the next calendar year. That includes smoothing out rough bumps on the pavement of Pioneer Parkway. And Peoria area Salvation Army holiday donation kettles are going silent for a while. Find more on these stories and others at WCBU.org. Steve Roach is an usher known for his antics at the Peoria Civic Center in Dozer Park, but his position has been put on hold due to the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. WCBU correspondent Mike Rundle has more.
The best way to describe Steve Roach might be to recall a photograph taken of him at a Peoria Chiefs game in July of 2018. Roach is hunched over, holding onto the ankles of a young fan as the boy reaches over two rows of seats to grab a foul ball. Fans around them are applauding, presumably both for the boy, just beginning his love of baseball, and for Roach, doing his best to ensure the next generation is as passionate as he is. Steve Roach is a Peoria native and 1971 graduate of Bradley University. He first ushered events in his time at Bradley when he was part of a service fraternity. After retiring from the B.F. Goodrich plant in Henry, Illinois in 2003, Roach decided that he liked being around crowds so much, he would apply to be an usher at Dozer Park and the Peoria Civic Center.
Of course, I was a young guy and needed some more things to do, so I applied at the Peoria Chiefs and the Peoria Civic Center for some ushering responsibilities, which I thought I might enjoy.
Roach started with the Peoria Chiefs in the summer of 2003 and with the Peoria Civic Center in the winter of 2004. Now, he's somewhat of a local icon. Fans ask for tickets in his section, and between dancing on the roof of the dugout at Dozer and jogging up and down the stairs at the Civic Center, he's bound to catch your attention. Peoria Chiefs general manager Jason Mott has known Roach since 2015, and he knows what an asset he can be to the team and the fans.
He is just a ball of fun, and he definitely brings a lot of joy to the game. You know, I wish everybody does a great job. I just wish everybody had that young kid at heart energy that he brings every night.
Roach loves his job at both venues, but right now that job has disappeared due to cancellations in the wake of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. With his duties as an usher on pause, he's been spending time volunteering and, as he says, watching too much television. At the end of the day, his sights are set on getting back to work as soon as possible.
very much looking forward to the day when hopefully they'll allow me to come back and work my positions at the ballpark and the Civic Center. And in the meantime, I've been doing, you know, some volunteer work with Harvest Foods and through my church and the Midwest Food Bank a little bit. But basically, really looking forward to getting back to work.
Up against the COVID-19 pandemic, Peoria's largest venues have been facing uncertainty due to so many cancellations. The Peoria Civic Center has often been at the center of these conversations, but was recently assisted by the Peoria City Council with a $4 million boost. Thanks to that injection, Peoria Civic Center General Manager Rick Edgar says the 100,000 square foot complex will survive until a full reopen is possible.
We have a very skeleton staff that is still booking the building in the fall. The money that we got extended to us has allowed us to pay our bills on time and to have us in a position where we will be able to hit the ground running once we are able to host events like we normally do.
Because so many people associate him with the Civic Center, Roach faced tough questions from friends about the funds given to the Civic Center. In the same city council meeting, an effort to save two Peoria fire engines was unsuccessful.
I tried to paint the picture that, well, look what the good that our Civic Center does for our city and helps our restaurants and our hotels and motels in the area. And, you know, we really need the Peoria Civic Center to exist, as I think most people would agree, I think.
Even though the Civic Center doesn't have work for its staff at the moment, Edgar emphasizes the importance of ushers and the venue's dedication to getting them back in action.
They're the first impression you get of the venue and are very important. But unfortunately, during the times we're living in, like many, many of our really fantastic employees, we just don't have work for right now. But we hope to have them back when we can, as soon as we can. But again, it's beyond our control at this time.
Out of everything Roach has been able to work on, he's most excited to get back to live music, country in particular.
And it's dark and the music is blaring, but those are good memories. And you're helping people in the dark. You're finding people in the wrong seats. You're trying to fix problems. You're cleaning up beer spills. But, you know, all in all, when the night is over at 11 or 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning and you get home, you know, man, that was a blast.
For now, Roach is waiting in the wings and keeping his fingers crossed a vaccine will be able to get he and his friends back to work sooner than expected. I'm Mike Rundle.
For more of this story, head to WCBU.org. Thanks for choosing WCBU's On Deck from Peoria Public Radio. I'm Daniel Musisi. Support for WCBU's On Deck comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WCBU.org.